Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Messina Show, but Joe's not here again tonight. You've got me, Whiskey Dave, in the chair sitting in for Joe. It is always a pleasure. Two nights in a row, how lucky can one guy be, is some of Joe's bumper music tells us. Welcome to the real side. I'm Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and you can find us at RealSide, therealside.com, where you can watch and listen live as well as listen to other shows. And tonight we've got a full slate. We've got a panoply of guests that are going to be really interesting. We're going to be talking with Alfonso Rachel, host of the Zoloft and the Zopium Den, coming up here later this hour. And in the second hour, we're going to be speaking with a gentleman who is going to be talking to us about what is happening right now with the fentanyl-related overdoses that are just sweeping the nation. What is going on? I touched upon it last night in regards to immigration and the lack of this president's focus on the southern border. But holy cow, it seems like every time you turn around, somebody else that you either have heard of or you know personally is overdosing or dying. So we want to get to the bottom of all of that. And in hour number three, Gwendolyn Sims is going to come back and join us. She is the freelance contributor of PJ Media. She covers current news, politics, and culture. And we're going to be talking about all three things: current news, politics, and culture. Speaking of current news, is anybody listening to what is coming out of the WEF? The World Economic Forum, they're all meeting right now in the cozy confines in Switzerland. For some reason, and I don't understand why, U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray was there. Who paid for that? I just, out of curiosity. Christopher Wray, again, U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray, was talking today at the WEF about the success in combating pre-criminal activity. I'm going to repeat that. Pre-criminal activity. This is... did anybody remember that movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise? It was an okay movie. It's worth watching again right now because this is Animal Farm 1984 and Minority Report all wrapped up into one. The FBI is a criminal investigative agency, meaning if a crime's committed, the FBI's mission is to investigate it after it's been committed, solve it, and bring the information to the DOJ, the Justice Department, for pursuit. That was the customary role of the FBI as we understand it. However, Christopher Wray was chatting at the WEF. Every element of the FBI's mission is framed around prevention of criminal activity, or what we would call
pre-crimes. Okay. is anybody else concerned about this? We don't have a pre-crime Justice Department. The current FBI mission is pre-crime enforcement? Think about the ramifications of that. It should be hard because we're living them right now. This is absolutely horrifying in its application, the idea of it, and what Christopher Wray is saying is that that's exactly what the FBI are doing. Pre-crimes. You know, the 9/11 Commission was set up to focus on learning the lessons from the attack. Therefore, the direct and implicit message was to construct a system to prevent another attack from happening. Right? So, move the FBI from reactive footing in the aftermath of a disaster like 9/11 to a proactive footing to prevent crime. But what we are now looking at through the eyes of Christopher Wray is the prevention of criminal activity in an open society, which means only one thing: severe restrictions of our liberty. Just about everything we now see is an infringement on freedom. You can't say this. You can't post that. You can't write this. And the entire apparatus, apparently now, of the FBI, along with the DOJ, has fundamentally changed. Criminals are no longer the target when you're preventing crimes. Crimes happen when criminals act out. Criminals are only targets in the aftermath. But when you're preventing crime, everyone that commit a crime, everyone that could commit a crime, is now the mission target. Regardless of their connection to or association with criminal activity. So, potential criminals are now the target. You are a potential criminal. This is scary stuff. 1984, Animal Farm, and now Minority Report. Got a lot coming up tonight, folks. Just getting started. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. He is out tonight. You got me for 3 hours. Put on your seatbelt, sit back, relax, and enjoy. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Hi, Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And it is always a pleasure being here on a Thursday night. I usually come in on Wednesdays. And one of the reasons I love to come in occasionally on a Thursday night is because that is the night Joe brings in Zoe. Alfonso Rachel, who is the host of the Zoe Loft and the Zopium Den and the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. How you doing, Zoe? It's been a minute.
I'm doing well, man. What's good, Dave?
What's good? I really gotta ask you a couple of questions. I would love your input on this. Started out tonight talking about this WEF, the World Economic Forum, and I don't know if this is making the rounds on any of the broadcast media, which I basically don't watch anymore. I get my news like most people today by reading it online. During remarks at the World Economic Forum, FBI Director Christopher Wray, why he's there, that's another question. He talks about the success in combating pre-criminal activity. This just happened. Pre-criminal activity. In other words, he's transferred the FBI from an investigative agency that will go after criminals once they have committed a crime, to doing what Tom Cruise did in Minority Report, if you remember that movie. Okay.
I was going to say, is it Minority Report?
Minority Report, I think, was the name of the movie. Basically, the FBI's mission, he's saying, is now framed around the quote-unquote prevention of criminal activity, or what we would call pre-crimes. I know what my reaction was when I just read this article a little while before the show. I'd love to get your input on this.
Well, I think the only reason why you're against it, Dave, is because you don't want to eat bugs. And you need to do it for, and you need to go ahead and develop you a taste for some of them cricket crackers and some of that beetle beef. You just need to get your lips ready to smack on some of them things, man. But okay, but look, I guess what are they trying to lead us into, man? Are we going to be a society where we're guilty until proven innocent? If man, doesn't this violate the so-called woke sanctions against the arbitrary woke sanctions against profiling? You gonna profile people? I thought that was really taboo, man. You can't be doing that. That's racist.
You're talking about profiling. You're talking about Fourth Amendment issues, Fifth Amendment issues. I mean, listen, I get it. After 9/11, right? They had this investigative body, the 9/11 Commission, right? And who everybody bought their book and used it as a doorstop. But what they basically said was that the lessons from that attack was an implicit and direct message that they wanted to now construct a system to prevent another attack from happening. Fine. Don't let 19 people without citizenship learn how to fly airplanes if they're a suspect. Okay? What we're talking about here is completely different. Pre-criminal activity. You and I are now pre-criminals. Who isn't? Yes. Who is not a pre-criminal at this point?
Yeah, right, right. That principle of being innocent until proven guilty, that's definitely going by the wayside, man. And as far as the world economic forum goes, I mean, we're all guilty of just being here. You know that, man. We're overpopulating the planet, you know? We're already a human virus or basically a sentient or extra sentient virus that's living on the planet, taking up space and, you know, doing the planet.
Yeah.
So we're already criminals.
So do me a favor. Let me know if you can talk closer into the phone. I'm getting reports that your volume is low.
Ah, okay.
I don't know if you can control that or not, or the switchboard can control that and bump you up a bit.
How's that? Is that better? Like y'all, they want me like where I'm like making out with my phone.
Oh yeah. walk us through the process, though. Tell us all about that phone making sweet, sweet love.
I want the news. I want the dirt. You want the real skinny. You want the juicy stuff. Don't make it out with his phone.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I saw this, and I am. Listen, we're in a different world today. We're in a different world than we were a couple of years ago. And the downward trajectory, the spiraling downward that we are seeing happening right now is pretty, pretty crazy. But when we are now talking about the Department of Justice and the FBI, what's next? The IRS and the other agencies, they're going to be in a way indisposed, because this is now setting a foundation, right? A precedent, if you will, that they can go after people before the crime is committed. I'm devastated by this potential of what it can turn into.
Oh, man. Bro, was this not prophesied by Rockwell? Remember him?
Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Is that right?
That's right. And what did he say? I wonder who's watching me now. The IRS. He knew it back then, bro. This has been coming for a long time. And unfortunately, man, these people, man, they're not, we look at these globalists, and whether they're, you know, whether they're our national globalists or whether they're, you know, foreign globalists or whatever. We think of these people as idiots. Their worldview is idiotic. Their worldview is very foolish, but they've got got an evil genius about how they're going about by doing it, man. And they are digging those claws in deeper, man. And tentacles they're strapping around us pretty tight, you know, in plain sight too, Dave. That's the sad thing about it, man. We gotta be effective in fighting back against this.
Yeah. I think things are going to get very opaque, very weird, very sketchy when the FBI is investigating crimes. You have rights. When the FBI is preventing crimes, I don't know, man. Those rights somehow become an impediment, right? I mean, that's the scary thing here. I'm deeply worried about this. I'd love for you to stay through the commercial in a couple of minutes here, because I want to hear your thoughts on everything else that's going on in the world. I threw this on your lap kind of at last second here because I think that, you know, the fact, first of all, I don't understand why Christopher Wray is at the World Economic Forum. Okay, does anybody have a problem with that? Who paid his airfare? Why is he there? This Klaus Schwab situation whereby the bugs that you're talking about, that's very, very real. I talked about this last night. There is a group at the World Economic Forum that are espousing population control, and not population control, but absolute reduction of population. They believe, this is true, that we are 8 billion people right now, that the perfect number for the Earth is 1 billion.
Them first.
No, they're sitting pretty, man. They're the ones that control the world, and it is all of us. It is the bug eating non owners of property or you know, cars or anything. This is crazy stuff, man. Anyway, we got Zoe with us. We're gonna make it through the bottom of the hour here with the news, traffic. We're going to be coming back, and I want to hear what Zoe's got to talk about this evening. Here at Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina. Don't go away, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Republican leader in the U.S. Senate can't precisely speak for his colleagues with the power of the purse in the U.S. House, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is confident the U.S. will not default on its debt.
His comments come as the U.S. hit its debt ceiling on Thursday, prompting the Treasury Department to suspend new investments in some federal retiree funds. McConnell told reporters in Louisville, Kentucky.
In the end, I think the important thing to remember is that America must never default.
on its debt. It never has and never will.
I'm Dave Collins.
Missouri police on the hunt for five escaped inmates. The five men escaped the county corrections facility in Farmington, south of St. Louis, Tuesday night. Officers believe the inmates accessed the detention center's roof through a plumbing chase. All five then hopped in a stolen car parked out front. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're the next contestant. All right. Let's see if we can get this up here. Yeah, I'm going to be watching a Tom Cruise movie this weekend. I want to see what this Minority Report thing, what we can expect to happen.
Okay.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
I mean, I guess that's how it is. They have artificial intelligence basically telling you, yes, this person they have propensity to do crime.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's chilling. That's just chilling.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, but in. Did they say, maybe I didn't catch it, did they say by what agency they're able to predict that this person's going to commit a crime?
It's the FBI themselves.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I say agency, I mean, like, what calculations do they make to do this? Like, just some sort of formula that they have that this person is going to commit a crime and we have to stop it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. And we're looking here at the FBI who've created this database that they're going to be utilizing to determine pre-criminal activity. And they're going to be obviously infringing upon your civil rights, your constitutional rights. And it's really scary stuff. I'm going to assume that we're on the air right now. But what we have now is something else that's going on. And I wanted your opinion on this. You brought this up as well. We are just in the week of Martin Luther King's birthday. We celebrated, and a lot of folks are, they're proud of the legacy Martin Luther King has left behind, even though the Democrats seem to be stepping on it in every which way possible. No longer can we judge a man by the content of his character, but we have to now judge them by the content of their, or the color of their skin or their plumbing, something that you and I have spoken about over the years off and on, and I know you speak with Joe about frequently. But this new memorial that was just unleashed upon, I think it is New York. I've been to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C.
right? I don't know if you've seen it. It's an incredible experience. It's beautiful. It's sobering. They did a really, really nice job with it. But there is this new statue, or I don't even know if you can call it that. What was your response? And I know there's been a lot of controversy over this. A lot of people looked at it and they said, what the heck is that? What was your response to this?
Man, that thing looked dirty.
It was dirty.
There's something kind of dirty looking about it. But you know what? I'll tell you what, Dave. So this is basically some pieces, right? And I've heard like some leftist commentators come out there and start complaining about it. This is what the white man has left of us, and this is just how they want to portray us and stuff like that, and complaining about the statue as offensive. And I'm like, well, you guys are aware that a black guy did come up with a sculpture, right? But at any rate, at the same time, Dave, I think the statue is befitting, just like you said earlier. Just like you said earlier, the Democrats have basically trampled and destroyed. They've ripped Martin Luther King's message to pieces. And you know what? That's what's – and that statue, I think, is befitting of that. And like with a lot of this stuff, I think conservatives really need to get down and drive it home that the Democrats – need to own this. Stop stigmatizing us. Stop making like we're the ones responsible for all the systemic racism and woes and all that sort of stuff, because it does exist, but it's the Democrats who have always done it. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And so with this statue that's put up there, yeah, it looks like a profane piece of work, and it's befitting of the profane interpretation of what they've done with Martin Luther King's work, his message, his legacy.
Yeah, I saw it and it looked very phallic to me. I guess if you're looking at it from above, like I guess the only way to see this is if you have a drone camera today, you can understand there's arms that are reaching out, but nobody's standing above it.
Right.
So, you know, and I guess, you know, what we're looking at here is, are we allowed in today's politically correct society to even have an opinion that is anything but positive about things like this? Because people are pretty angry that there's been criticism on this.
Yeah, that's exactly, man. Where are we allowed? And maybe, you know, dang, Dave, maybe that was part of it. You know, somebody put something as abstract or something, you know, that just kind of gets you to look at it with a cocked overhead. And maybe that was the whole point, was to get people to respond just so they could say, see, the country is racist. You want to honor the legacy of what a black man in America. And Dave, you know that the Democrats, they're masters of gaslighting. They keep us going on in this trap over and over again. And it's fair to have a response to this and be like, dude, that's not art, man. That's garbage. However, just like I said, drive it home by saying, yeah, it is befitting and it is reflective. It parallels the trashing of what the Democrats have done. I mean, for God's sake, the Democrats are the ones who killed Martin Luther King. They jailed him. He was the one they were fighting against in the first place. And speaking of the FBI, as we've done earlier, the FBI has been doing all this sort of shady stuff for a long time. They criminalized Martin Luther King, too. You know, J. Edgar Hoover wanted to come after Martin Luther King. So all this sort of stuff, man, is this ain't nothing new, Dave. Man, it's been going around for a long time. And we need to make them Democrats own it instead of owning us.
You know, the whole idea that we have with the term progress, okay, progressive, right? The term progress, it's an action, it's a verb, right? The idea is that we should be moving forward in a direction from the past. And that means improving all sorts of things. Technology, relationships between each other, obviously getting rid of racism and bigotry and all the things that are stains on our culture. But I have to ask you this. Have we not gone backwards, especially in the past 3 to 5 years? I say this as somebody that I did not vote for Obama, but I was proud that America would vote for a black president only because of that. But still to this day, every person that is elected to an office We know their ethnicity before we know their name. The first African-American this, the first Filipino that, the first woman this. The first. It seems to me that we're going backwards, though, not going forwards.
Oh, man, you're right. You're right, man. And when these people talk about being progressives, I'm like, man, yeah, you're about as progressive as cancer. And so these people who always talk about moving forward and being progressive, you know, but they're always bringing up the past. America's under perpetual indictment by the Democrat Party, but that's just who they are. Democrats have always hated America, and they're always going to find some sort of way to tear America down. That's just who they are. Democrats on their face are at odds with the Constitution and, more importantly, at odds with the Word of God. You know, but this kind of stuff, Dave, that they continue to do, it's engineered. And they're getting more and more efficient at it, and we're just getting to a point where, you're right, man, we can barely have a conversation about anything with and it's going to get worse, Dave. It's going to get worse.
There's a lot of talk. We were talking about it last night that Biden is being sandbagged by all of these investigative reports now regarding the documents, the secure documents at his home and his Corvette's tailpipe and so on. What's going to happen if Kamala is the heir apparent and nobody wants Kamala? Is it because we're a racist country?
Man, you know, that's got me. That what was that line from Beverly Hills Cop? You're not going to fall for the banana tailpipe.
That banana tailpipe? Eddie Murphy. Perfect. You're talking to an 80s kid, man. I was in high school and college in the 80s. I know everything, all that. Too much useless information is filling up this noggin.
Right. Hey, but really quick, man, this whole thing is staged. It's engineered. Nobody liked Kamala Harris. People didn't really like Biden for president either. However, this thing was engineered to where this guy, Biden, who is supposed to be everything the Democrats hate, old, rich, privileged, white guy. How is he president? And then here comes Kamala Harris, who had the low ratings to be it. And what the Democrats want to be able to do, what they want to be able to do is just like they do with Barack Obama. They want to be able to say that they were the first to elect a black president. They want to be the first to be able to say they elected. And when they have that kind of influence and control, they can control everything.
We got commercials here. Can you stick through? Or you got to run?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks. Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We got Zoe here with us for more. Bye-bye.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Folks, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and I am delighted to be continuing our lively discussion with Zoe. Zoe, tell everybody where they can find you, look you up, and find all your great content.
Thanks, Dave. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can find the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, which is the house of the anti-fudy-duddy Bible study, my music project, Sledge X. Come help us rock the gospel, y'all, instead of all this godless heathen music that's on out there. Don't curse the darkness. Light a candle. Support.
Godless heathens! All y'all.
That's right.
All right. Before we get to the next subject, just wanted to drop some breaking news here for folks that are following this, I don't care, but it's interesting that Alec Baldwin apparently is facing charges for this gun that went off. I guess he shot on the set of a movie, and he is now dealing with some serious problems. We're talking about potential jail time and everything else. Listen, I like Alec Baldwin's work as an actor. I hate to say it. I enjoy him, Mission Impossible, and the countless other movies. Glengarry Glen Ross is a classic, right? But obviously his political diatribe and the spouting off his views and yelling and screaming at people that he disagrees with is bad behavior. Any thoughts on Alec Baldwin, though?
Man, do not let that guy near guns. And it's a shame that he'll probably give him more. He'll be given more grace than Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm pretty sure. Man, it's like, dude, did you repeat the same process that you did on the last one? He's like, you're the producer. Whoever your weapons master was like, hey, you guys are really shortcutting on the safety protocols here, and was just dismissed. And there was even another guy who they vetted for the job. He's like, no, you guys are way too lax on your staking protocols. And Alec Baldwin being one of the producers and is basically dismissing these people and just ignoring them. And it's like, man, how are you going to, you know, you're going to be dismissed about that. Did you take that same behavior into the next movie? Do you not learn? It's like, wow.
It's interesting to me how he basically came out and ignored it from the standpoint of taking any kind of ownership over it. But, you know, he's now dealing with involuntary manslaughter. He could face up to 18 months in prison. I doubt, highly, highly doubt we're going to see Alec Baldwin serve any time. If he does, it's going to be, days. This is just the way it is when you're at that level. This is serious now. New Mexico, they filed charges against this actor, and we're going to see this prosecution go through. I don't know the media rules in New Mexico, but we may be seeing a live trial on our televisions, and I know everybody's going to be tuning in if it's the potential of Alec Baldwin going away. So interesting. I thought that was really, really interesting. And according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Niema Romney, she explained, I'm assuming that's a she, explained to Fox News Digital, if Baldwin is convicted, I can see him being sentenced at or near the max. So, interesting stuff we've got going on. You wanted to talk a little bit about Steven Crowder, who I will admit I've enjoyed his content over the years, but I'm not an avid viewer. He's left the Blaze. What is this whole situation that's been happening with Steven Crowder?
Yeah, well, you know, I probably a lot more people want to hear about it than I want to talk about it, but I know that's what's going on in the cycle. And, man, I tell you what, when he came out with his video expressing his grievance about these contracts, I really did not know that he was talking about the Daily Wire. I thought he was talking about
the Blaze.
I thought he was talking about the renewal of a contract of whom he was already with, you know, since I guess he's having a fallout with the Blaze and stuff like that. So I figured he was kind of like, you know, airing that laundry out. And I didn't know that he was talking about the Daily Wire. And this is where, Dave, I'm going to sound like the, you know, the cliche adult in the room and say that, you know, I think both parties here are missing the big picture, as I posit myself above the fray on this. Boring is coming from a standpoint of like, look, man, these are the things that we need to do in order to be able to maintain a business. We're going to pay you this much money, but in order to keep paying you this money, we have to be able to have these things in play. Where Crowder is coming from is like, look, man, the movement's got to be more than the money. And as I've always said, dude, we have to stop feeding the monster. And Crowder views what the Daily Wire is doing as being a facilitator for the monster. Jeremy's like, look, man, we're not trying to feed the monster. We're just trying to stay afloat. This has to be able to make money, and this is how we do it. This is where your biggest audience is. I get that. But I also understand and sympathize where Crowder's coming from. It's like, look, man, we've been dependent on these people too long. We have to get from up under their thumb. It can't just be about the money. There's a model to be able to do this, and let's sit down at the table and restructure this so we're not dependent on the monster. I totally get that.
Here's the problem as I see it, and he calls out big conservative media. And here's conservative media giants are no better than big tech, he says. So he's obviously got some issues. Here's where, the way that I see it, and tell me if I'm wrong here. I talked about this last night. Big pharma controls media. Big pharma. Mm-hmm. Big pharmaceutical companies control media because 75%, statistical, 75% of all advertising dollars that flows into across media, averaging it out, is paid for by big pharma. If you have a television station, a news station, a content, you're a content creator, you need to make sure that you're not going to in any way inflame the sensitive decision makers over at Big Pharma, which means that you can't investigate COVID vaccines. You can't question the veracity of people that are suddenly dying out of the blue, these mass numbers of people, myocarditis and all of the other things that we're seeing, strokes and everything else. If you discuss any of this, you will be, you basically are going to be demonetized. And we see it in big tech. We see it across all media. Is this now impacting conservative media?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that is a major area of contention of where Crowder is coming from, because it's like, look, you know, if I don't really have the freedom to talk about these things, what's the point of me being Crowder? You know, this is what you guys want to pay me for, isn't it? Now, if you guys are going to capitulate to big tech and say that, well, if you get canceled from big tech, then we're going to dock you this pay. Crowder's like, it's not about the money. The thing that I don't want to sacrifice is being able to say what I got to say. And I totally understand that. And you're so right about big pharma and big tech being beholden to these people. I mean, my show on YouTube is called The Zoloft, right? YouTube canceled with some BS reason of canceling my monetization, saying that my show promotes the use of a regulated drug. Meanwhile, they use my video space to run ads for things like Trintellix. So it's like it's the same drug. It's an anti-anxiolytic or a medication for antidepression. So me using the pun, the Zoloft, doesn't cut it, but they can run ads for Trintellix and use my ad space to promote their ads.
Mm. Listen, this is the scary part of all of this for me, because you and I, we're of an age, most of our listeners were of an age where we grew up and we trusted the media. We didn't always like the media. We not necessarily agreed with every single person in it, but we believed that they were looking out for our best interests. The best interests now coming out of the media are not for their viewers, but they're for their own self-serving needs to pay their own mortgages, because if they anger the big pharmaceutical companies that are providing them 75% of their income, they've lost it, and now they're out of business. And this is such a conflict of interest for me. We've seen this gradually occurring over the past two decades, when newsrooms now suddenly became profit centers. But now we're altogether at a point where freedom of speech and journalism itself is no longer what we believed it should be, or many of us were taught. It's really, really scary, Zoe.
It's very scary, man. And we should know better. You know, and a lot of us do. Don't get me wrong, a lot of us do. But it's such a thing that's so easy to sell on people. People are so easily offended. And I repeat this saying a lot because I think it's really true. Those who are easily offended are the most easily manipulated. And we see how sensitive people are, and we see how just everything's got to be woke, and you have to say everything the right way, these pronouns and all this, or else you're going to offend them. And there's so many people caught up with it. And we're being made to have to kowtow to this. This could take generations to fix. You know, this ain't going to be an overnight.
Tell everybody where they could find you. Go to Zoe's website. Everybody, please. Where can they find you, Zoe?
Thank you so much, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Zoe. Always appreciate it. Hopefully I'll be back on again on another Thursday, and we'll have you back on post-haste. Thank you so much. And, folks, we'll be back for hour number two. After the break, news, traffic, weather, traffic. Dave, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.